Jerry Bader Show 1050. I know a lot of shows have talked about this. Have you seen the video that's a promotion for the new movie, The Devil Baby, in the carriage? You haven't seen that, Jason? It's got like 8 gazillion hits. If you just go to YouTube right now, it's really cool. It's a promotion for this movie, and it's a baby carriage going, I believe it's in New York, going on its own. Take the S off of there. Just Devil Baby. Yeah, Devil Baby prank. Yeah, no, you had it. Right here, the third one there. Yeah. That was apparently Ellen DeGeneres had it on her show. Go with that one. Devil Baby attack. Evil prank terrifies innocent people in New York. And it is, so they show them putting together this remote control carriage, and the baby pops up like out of The Exorcist, scares the hell. Jason is playing it right now. If you just go to YouTube, if you haven't seen it, it's Devil Baby, and people are concerned because there's this carriage operating by itself, and a lot of women go up, and they're wondering what's going on. Jason's losing it over there. And this devil baby pops out. Some people laugh when they realize they've been had. Other people are just freaked out. And it is just... it is just one of the funniest videos that you will ever see. And it's... I think it's for a movie. I just can't remember right now. I was in my office, and there were people down the hallway... And then there's a guy that doesn't do anything, just does absolutely nothing. And it is one of the best pranks ever. Jason is losing it over there. You have a cough. You shouldn't be laughing that hard. But the way Jason is laughing, I heard people down the hallway doing that. Devil's Do, that's the name. So she's giving, and D-U-E as in the baby's due. Devil's due. I heard people in an office down my hallway just laughing at the top of their lungs. I've been waiting for an update on this story, and I don't have one. So, if you're listening in the Sheboygan area, I Googled, I didn't see anything new on this, that the decision had been changed. There's a photograph that appeared of 3 basketball players that ran earlier this month in the Sheboygan Falls News. Jason is still composing himself. Sheboygan Falls News from Sheboygan Falls School. Jamal Jackson flashes a beaming smile and drapes his arm over his brother Juwan, who also smiles and points loosely at the camera with both hands. Off to the side is fellow brother Jordan, who smirks and holds up both hands in front of his chest in a sort of A-OK sign, thumb and index finger forming a tight circle with the other 3 fingers extended, writes McLean Bennett of the Sheboygan Press. I thought it kind of worked with the story, which was a positive story, said Sheboygan Falls News editor Jeff Peterson, whose newspaper ran the photo earlier this month, along with a story about the band of brothers who transferred into the Falls District this school year. All 3 had attended Sheboygan South last year. But the photo raised some questions about the boys' use of alleged gang symbols. Jordan said he and his younger brother, Juwan, were told on Monday they've been given a 1-game suspension over the issue, forcing them to sit out tonight's game, and that would have been last night's game. I didn't hear anything, or is that today? See, I don't even know. Actually, no, it would have been because the school board was possibly meeting, so it would have been tonight. And I had heard that the school board might reverse this, but I have not heard an update as to whether that happened. On Thursday, the state's American Civil Liberties Union condemned the district's response and promised to investigate the issue on its own. The district actually called the Sheboygan Falls Police Department in on this. I never would have known that that was a gang symbol. The school district claims that the picture made some people feel unsafe. Really? you received complaints about this. Really? And that you actually called the police department. My first reaction is, this is really stupid. I have a very difficult time. I just think this is stupid. You suspend them? Do you have any reason to believe they're affiliated with a gang? Do you have any reason to suspect that that they are affiliated with a gang that uses that symbol? Well, Jason, Google it. Just Google Jamal Jackson, Sheboygan Falls. And you can see it for yourself. I never would have for a second thought that there was any issue with this at all. There, you can see the picture right there. The latest story is still that they are suspended. I don't see anything at this point. Jason, would you ever have guessed that there's a gang sign there?
Yes, right here.
You think that's a gang sign?
Absolutely.
So you believe he is flashing a gang sign? Okay. Others aren't so sure. So there's no doubt in your mind that that's a gang sign. That's what they said. There's the Bloods. So should he be suspended? Should his brother be suspended? Jason has no doubt in his mind. I was going the other way on this. Would that make you feel, really? So you think people should feel unsafe about that and he should be, well, then why should he be suspended? If people shouldn't feel unsafe, because you don't want that representing your team. So you think he absolutely did it intentionally. Okay, then why suspend them both? That's the part I don't get. So, okay. What if the kid has been no trouble? He's been a good student. It doesn't matter in your mind. I don't know if I'm agreeing with you on this. You're absolutely convinced that's a gang sign. To me, it still feels like an overreaction. It does. All right. Speaking of that, of an overreaction to something. Do you watch How I Met Your Mother, Jason? Off and on. Me too. I did not see this week's episode. They did a parody on Kung Fu movies. Yes. That led to a hashtag, How I Met Your Racism. Apparently, it was stereotypes of Asians, and they have now apologized. The producers have now apologized for that episode of How I Met Your Mother. How does it get that far? This isn't like flashing a sign, whether it's a gang or not sign, in a newspaper photo. If the kid did it on purpose, didn't he think he would get busted? That whole story's weird to me. 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.